And I had Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 data. And that I inspected and studied for quite a while. And that's when I wrote the first book. And I was so surprised at what I found that it took me like the 4 years to get the book published, because I wasn't sure that what I had was really right. And so I looked in many articles and books to see, oh yeah, this sort of fits what they're talking about there. Okay, you're okay, so publish it. And so the book came out in 1985.
Okay, and that's The Ringmakers.
That's The Ringmakers.
But the other one, this one...
That's 1971. I had left Lockheed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, did we build it?
Pardon?
Did we build it? Did who built it, the craft?
I don't know who built it, but what I found out is these things inhabit Saturn. That's where I first discovered them. And they're proliferating. They're now Uranus and Jupiter. Wherever you see some rings now, why, that's one of these.
You see the craft.
Yeah, I call it a ringmaker. Yeah.
Okay, you call it a ringmaker.
Yeah, and I can say it's electromagnetic because I can identify streamline patterns with respect to it that I knew were what we call potential lines, and that says it was electrical. When I worked at Lockheed, I had documents that were indeed top secret.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then I went through the first generation of the Polaris underwater launch vehicle. And then I got tapped to go behind closed doors.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I was there for, until I got claustrophobia.
3 doors to get to your...
Yeah, I had to sign my life away for 30 years.
Wow. Is it still in effect right now?
No.
No? So could you tell me anything?
No.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
Why? What would happen?
I'd prefer not to find out.
Might have seen some craft in those hangars. Is that right?
It was my first clue that there was something in space that was different. Okay. I was handed one day a set of data. The guy that gave it to me said, nobody else around here has ever been able to get anything out of these data. And if anybody can, you can. And so I went through it, and I found this one spot of data that really looked interesting. And I slugged through plotting it up. It was quite a difficult task to draw the picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got it, you could tell it was something strange. I didn't, at that time, I have seen one on the ground in Antarctica.
You have?
Not personally,
uh-huh.
But an image of one, which I wish I had cut out.
Right.
So no, these things can come in real low.
Yeah.
They're all sizes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same deal as airplanes. You know, they're Cubs and all that kind of thing.
Right, and so when you're talking about the craft in the rings of Saturn, you're talking about something huge, right?
Yes.
Much bigger than we could even conceive of, I understand. Was it 70,000
yeah.
square feet?
I could, in looking down on the rings, I could see parallel lines crossing the ring, all the rings at once. Mm-hmm. That's about as long as you can get them.
That's incredible.
But I could tell that those lines demarked the outside of an object.
Mm-hmm. So you, are you sort of saying, when you say you got claustrophobia, I don't know what that means. Do you mean that you became sort of tired of working at in this above top secret area?
Yeah, you know, I'm not tired, and it was very exciting. I got to see everything that went on all over the world.
Wow.
Nothing much has changed.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Or were you threatened? Were you, you know, what did you have friends who were leaving the employee of Lockheed at that time? And was there some incident that happened that made you want to leave?
No, it wasn't that. Let's just say that you're confined to one room day after day, year after year, same walls, so forth. That's claustrophobia.
I see.
But I knew that, hey, there's something going on out there, and see if you can't find it.
Okay, but have you heard that NASA alters their footage coming from the moon, etc.?
I know some of the things they do with it, yeah.
Okay, so even their footage is not always dependable, right? Although I guess it's dependable to begin with. It's just that they start altering it later.
I have been told by a very reliable source. He asked me what camera did I get that image from on the moon. I said, Hasselblad. And he said, that's right. He says, I thought we darkened that enough that you wouldn't find it. Fine.
Oh, yes. So you were finding things that they thought they covered up.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That must have been a lot of fun.
And this guy says, well, I suppose you want me to go out and tell everybody about that. I said, no, I don't want to embarrass you. That doesn't make any difference to me. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. I'm just saying I found what you saw.
Then we're able to, you know, sort of look at and keep in sort of pristine condition.
I'll tell you, at this juncture, I don't know what I have. I finally went to put it in a vault that the people claim nobody can get in here, including the government. But unfortunately, somehow, somebody did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And what they do, like I have some of it on a laptop, some of it's just on discs and so forth, they garble it. They run it through something and they garble it.
So it's no longer...
And sometimes there's just nothing on there. And I know that there should be something, and there's nothing. So... I don't know how much of the early stuff I can put together. What I do know is I can put together it any time. Okay, so I don't need that old stuff, you can tell people.
Really?
You know, I don't need it.
Because you know, you're familiar with the landscapes, you know where things are.
I know where, yeah, I'm familiar with the landscape, I know pretty much what's going on.
It's sort of simple. On the that's a lot of energy.
Right.
And
okay. And this is the ring, right? This part, this is the ring?
That ends up being the ring.
Yeah.
It's hot plasma.
Oh, really? Okay, so, and they're, what your theory is, they're manufacturing it. Is that correct?
It comes, that's the exhaust from this thing.
From the craft?
Yes.
Is it because, are they stationary or are they moving, the craft?
They're probably moving.
So do you think, When you say things are getting critical, are you saying...
Okay, just take that picture and say that's the exhaust. It's like you have an airplane with an exhaust. Mm-hmm. It's in your atmosphere, and it can load a lot of energy, you know? But this is... Saturn, like John Lear says, you know, Saturn is the focal point, and I can't agree with him more.
Okay, but John Lear talks about Saturn actually being portal into another dimension.
Well, you know, he's theorizing.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily go there.
I don't go that way.
Uh-huh.
I either say, this is the way it is, or I can attack it.
Okay, but you're saying things are getting critical, because I'm really curious. Are you saying that those craft are coming here? Is that why it's critical?
No, I'm saying, in effect, if they do, and there's a good probability that that is possible, then, hey, you've got to get with it. You can't wait around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you see... No one really in this country accepts the concept that at Saturn, those things are there.
Right.
As you can't do it at Saturn, well, you know, you just can't have it. People have got to be made to understand that those things are real.
Right. You know, there's a movie out called Prometheus, right?
I can't say that I do.
You don't know that. Well, there is one. And I talked to Richard Hoagland. He said Prometheus is, well, first of all, there's a moon in Saturn called Prometheus, right?
Yeah.
And I'm told that there's some kind of interaction between that moon and the rings.
Well, sure. There's no question about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with him.
And there's some... And you say there's something going on now. It's becoming critical, is how you're terming it.
Yeah, it's much more prevalent than what we saw in 1985 or a little earlier.
Meaning there's more activity on Saturn, do you think, or just more activity around this question about the rings and the craft and the rings?
No, there's actual activity.
There is.
You know, to start off with, Uranus, which is one of the other planets, did not have rings.
That's right.
But now it does.
Right.
See? And so that kind of thing is going on. And we really ought to get to the root of it.
Okay, do you have a theory on why Uranus suddenly has rings?
Well, sure, it's the exhaust, just like... So that's how I think the attention is being obtained. And I would expect something to happen a little bit.
You would?
Yes.
When you say something to happen, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that Stanford... let's look into what Norm's doing. As far as my own professional organization is concerned, it does not fit at all with their objectives.
How is it different?
It's too controversial.
Your theories, you mean?
Now look, this is not a theory when there's data. If I propose something, that is a theory.
Okay, so your data or your conclusions?
Yes, conclusions.
Your conclusions.
Yeah.
Are too controversial, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't want to get involved in that.
But if there, as you say, there are new rings around Uranus... And there's other activity on other planets, too, isn't there? In the solar system? Jupiter. And what's happening with Jupiter?
It's getting rings.
It's getting rings. Okay, and are you seeing craft there as well, vehicles as you call them?
I haven't identified craft, but I can tell you that where there's rings, there are these things. So
we have these ringmakers, and they create tremendous energy.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about what you think is going on there? You've got any ideas along those lines?
Well, let's just take one that there was this, what do they call them, far lookers or these psychologists?
Oh, remote viewers.
Remote viewers,
yes.
Right, that's what I'm...
I just did an interview with somebody there. Which one?
I had heard that there was one that saw something out there in the rings, and they were mining the rings.
That's true, yes.
Okay. I think I read her book, and she couldn't see anything from the side, but when she looked from the top down, why, that's when she saw things.
I see.
I happen to have been able to uncover what she saw.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you...
I would say, I don't think they're mining the rings. I think they're nursing from the rings.
Oh, in other words, you think they're using the energy to power their craft.
Yeah, that's where new ones are getting their energy.
New vehicles are getting their energy?
Yeah. You start out small, just like a baby, and then you get bigger.
Oh, right, because you say that you believe they're sort of like alive. Do you believe they're plasma vehicles, what's called a plasma vehicle? Have you heard that terminology?
Well, I've never heard them called plasma vehicles, but I can understand why somebody might say that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a big deal over that.
Okay, I've heard that the vehicles out there they actually fly close to the sun, and they power themselves up on the sun, and then they go back into...
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I've noticed some go in there. And it means that they're capable of withstanding those high temperatures.
Yes.
And so...
True.
They could get pumped up really nicely.
So, well, let me ask you. I mean, you know that NASA has been sort of a front organization. I call them a front organization for the secret space program.
I don't know about being front.
Well, when I say front, I mean, if you have an organization that deals with the public, interfaces with the public, and also misleads the public on certain things by doctoring photos, by, you know, covering up certain things, by only releasing certain things, that's a front organization, isn't it?
Okay, all right. I guess you're entitled to do that.
Okay. So if we were to look at the situation a little closer and find out who are the insider organizations, certainly Lockheed would qualify. Would you say that the defense industry are all in the know?
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm. Lockheed only recently has been getting images themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And having worked there, I don't think there'd be anybody that would be capable of doing the kind of work I have been doing. They did come up with something that they could do. It required the services of one of the gents that knew how to program the computer. And that was the advantage of the outfit. They said, I can it can handle any size computer that there is. And okay, so the day came, and this fellow's name, the owner of the company, his name is Jack. And Jack called a fellow in and says, Norm's ready for you to program. Jack, I'm going to have to think about that. Can I tell you over in the morning what my decision is? Yeah, think it over. Next day came, he says, Jack, I can't do it. I am an aerodynamic specialist, and if I do this other, I ruin that. It's a no-go.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, that was his attitude. And you check around, and the good guys still have that attitude.
Right, that they don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to be sort of tarred with
they've
the
chosen,
same brush.
You know, their route.
Straight and narrow.
Yeah, and you come along and deviate of them. They can't hack it.
Very interesting. Do you believe that we're communicating with them? Have you had any evidence of that?
Oh, no. You know, we are not capable of doing that. You know, SETI has tried to communicate with extraterrestrials, and they haven't done it yet. They have chosen the type of person, the type of entity that they want to communicate with is somebody that knows how to build radios.
Right.
That constrains them in their thinking immensely.
Right.
Okay. There is one flight out to Saturn where the instrument flew by the ring. And the idea was to sense the plasma in there. It had a wide frequency range, and it turned out to be plasma. And so it ticked, and they knew the speed, and they knew the time it took to pass the ring, and so they knew how thick it was. And now that was a plasma indicator.
Okay.
So it has been measured that indeed there is plasma rain. Mm-hmm. But you read also where, this is a bunch of broken up moons that got there, and there's confusion in their storytelling.
Uh-huh. But the rings that are suddenly appearing around Uranus, these are not broken up moons, right?
You know, all I can say is, you know, the rings are there, and my interpretation is by inference, I see the rings, so somewhere there's an EMV. And they're never where you think they're going to be.
Of Saturn, and they've seen that there's a hexagonal shape.
Yes.
You've heard of that.
Yes.
That seems to support your theory or your conclusions. That's what he said. Do you agree with that?
Any geometric form can be made.
Okay. But you don't see anything. I mean, isn't there a significance to the hexagon in the Saturn symbology?
Well, I would never expect a hexagon there, but I have never expected to see some of the other things I've seen either. So I did want to visit Saturn in the write-up I did because there are some things that need to be fleshed out for people. But he told me that as an engineer, you really ought to get law under your belt because you know the nomenclature, and these are the guys that are running the country, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't know about some things that they should, but they just do it. And so over a period of 10 years, I got a law degree.
Oh, you did? Wow, that's incredible.
And
on top and of everything else you were doing, you got a law degree.
I found it just exactly like the prof said, yeah. And that's what made it so easy to go in. Otherwise, it wouldn't have done it.